Amtrak has already canceled some trains through Tuesday. FlightAware shows thousands of airlines canceling or delaying flights. At the White House today, President Biden signed legislation into law that expands Social Security benefits for millions of retired Americans. CBS's Natalie Brand with details.
The Social Security Fairness Act, passed by Congress last year with bipartisan support, eliminates two federal provisions that prevented former police officers, firefighters, postal workers, teachers, and other individuals with a public pension from collecting their full Social Security.
After the signing, the president was asked about the attack in New Orleans and conspiracies about the man responsible and others who some say may have been involved.
Zero evidence. The idea, by the way, that these are foreigners come across the border.
He said, "We established beyond any reasonable doubt it was an act of a single man." Mr. Biden and the First Lady will visit New Orleans tomorrow to grieve with the family members of those killed in the attack. U.S. port workers are threatening another strike. WTOP's Dan Ronan reports from Washington.
Management and labor resumed negotiations Tuesday, but a January 15th strike deadline is looming. The two sides have already reached an agreement on wages with a 62% salary increase over 6 years. But work rules, including management's desire to add more automation to the ports, is at the center of the dispute.
Tech contributor Ian Schur explains why influencers are suing PayPal.
PayPal's Honey app was one of the most prolific advertisers on the internet for a time. These internet influencers now suing it say the truth of it, though, is that Honey made its money by working with retailers to deceptively hide some coupon codes and then effectively steal commission sales for others.
The fate of TikTok is still up in the air as we await a decision by the Supreme Court. On Friday, the justices will hear arguments on a law that requires TikTok to break ties with its Chinese-based parent company called ByteDance, or will face a U.S. ban completely. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Golden Globes have begun on CBS.
If you go by the nomination count, Netflix Emilia Perez could clean up. It has the most nominations, 10, followed by The Brutalist and Conclave, which have 6 apiece.
The Pope is dead. The throne is vacant.
Winners in the movie department could be a harbinger of what's to come at the Oscars. On the TV front,
this would be a different kind of restaurant.
What would we call this place?
The Bear is back with 5 Globe nominations.
There's been another murder.
Murders in the Building and Shogun follow with 4 each. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Number one at the box office this weekend.
My name is Mufasa.
I'm Sir Robin.
The Lion King finally surpassed Sonic the Hedgehog 3. The movie's a prequel to 2019's The Lion King, which was a remake of the original from 1994. It's expected to earn about $24.5 million total this weekend. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Look for bands of lake effect snow to develop tonight. Lows near 20, breezy with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Breezy on Monday with lake effect snow bands continuing. Highs near 27, total snow accumulation around 2 inches, isolated amounts near 4 inches. Right now, it's 19 degrees.
powerful bum. Look at Molly now, here she come. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got breakfast on a finger now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. No, help her say. Number five, got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real bum singer and I like them like that. Devil with a blue red song. She's a devil with a blue red song. Hey, I say now.
Don't you want somebody to love? Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The will of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Party like you were walking onto a yacht. All right.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Please.
It is Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Uh-oh.
Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can depend and never worry. miss my lover one of these old days. If you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Oh, Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Yeah.